Okay, now we are ready to go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of Benny in the Booth Podcast. On this week's episode, we've got NFL Week 17 recap with Week 18 predictions. We've got college football playoff and New Year's Six bowl game recap with how I did on those predictions, and MLB news and more with some sad news, sadly. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 61 of the Benny in the Booth Podcast. Thank you so much for your support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. This week's episode, this is later than I usually do it one reason was today is a fast day for juice, so I didn't want to do it while I was still fasting. Now that I have water in my system and food in my system, I'm good and ready to go. There was sad news yesterday in football in one of the games and also outside of the game with a former NFL player. If you haven't seen the community post, go check it out. Find it on my channel. But during the Bills-Bengals game, DeMar Hamlin, basically what happened was Higgins was trying to keep going for more yardage. And when he basically got tackled, he kind of went like hit Hamlin rough, went down, got back up, but then collapsed down. Which it's weird, the whole thing. He had to get CPR, brought to the hospital of University of Cincinnati. Not in the best of condition. Hopefully things get better with him. Prayers to him and his family. It's really like sad. And with that, it postponed Monday Night Football till a later date, which is not going to be this week, as NFL just announced actually a few hours ago. They have not announced when they will be playing this game, but it will be played this week. So we'll see when it gets played out. I'm still going to go with predictions, as we don't know when this game is going to be played. But I imagine we'll find out sooner or later, because this game does have importance for both teams, really. I know at least one team could have clinched something with a win. I'm not sure if both. But it definitely has a major impact for both sides of the teams that were supposed to play last night in Monday Night Football between the Bills and Bengals. But for now, all we know is that it is suspended until further notice. The other news that not as many people know is that former NFL linebacker who played with the Jaguars, an actual content creator on YouTube, and actually he had his own channel. Well, it's still around, but has a channel. And he's been a part of other channels that I watch. Uche Nwaneri passed away yesterday. And a few content creators I watch, I named a few in the community post, were trying to get people to like get that channel to 100,000 subscribers to get a silver plaque for his family to have, which it's a huge thing on YouTube, even to get one of those, not just because it's a long journey, but it's fun to have like in your background. And I think honestly, it's nice that they're trying to do that. You don't have to, but it is free like any other YouTube channel. So go check out the community post. It's the second link in the community post. Sad news to hear in the NFL. Was not expecting to be talking about this until basically yesterday when everything unfolded. But that's the sad news. Let's get into actual good news and not related to death or major injury or etc. Let's get into actual sports news. That's good news, so we can just get that, I guess, sort of off our minds, or a bit off of minds, but Not completely. So, NFL Week 17 recap. The Browns Commanders game. This game was whack. First half was nothing. It was 7-3 after the first half. Browns got a field goal early, capitalizing off one of three picks. Carson Wentz threw. Wentz threw most of the picks, I think, in the second half. But first half was, like, dead. The Commanders got a touchdown at the end, and it was just like, oh, boy, okay. And then second half, Watson woke up. And the Browns just dominated the second half. Getting Watson throwing for three touchdowns in the second half. Two to Amari Cooper, one to Donovan Peoples-Jones. Grant Delpit overall had two picks on the day of those three. Okay. Hi. I don't know who you are, but okay. I mean, I got no comment. Anyways, yeah, and basically Browns just okay, moving on. Anyways, Browns beat the Commanders 24-10, and my final good that the Browns got this win. Happy they got at least one more win before the end of the season. And I got two things I want to note from this game, or one thing I'm going to note from this game. This is the end for Ron Rivera, because not just when you're on the line of being eliminated from the playoffs, you go to Wentz instead of Heinicke, who had most of the success this year, and it cost you badly. But then it turns out after the post-game conference, he wasn't even aware he could have been eliminated today and on Sunday. That was the nail in the coffin. I think Ron Rivera's done with the Commanders. Oh, interesting. But yeah, honestly, I think he lost his job, with that decision to switch to QBs. And then on top of that, not even realizing till after the Browns game that there's a chance he could be eliminated. I get there's a lot going on in coaches' minds, but when you make these kind of decisions in these kind of case scenarios, you got to be aware that you could be eliminated from the postseason if you perform badly. Now, yes, it also was dependent on another game the Packers winning, which, spoiler, they whooped. We'll get to that game in a moment. But you still got to be aware that not just is your decision costly for the game, but that could cost you your season. And the fact that he wasn't aware of that sends me the memo, that's it. He's done after this year. And I'd be surprised if they don't keep him after this year after that. Anyways, so other than that, the Saints beat the Eagles, who were without Jalen Hurts this week, 20-10. Minshew didn't have too bad of a game, but threw a pick six that basically shut the door. Patriots beat the Dolphins without Tua, 23-21. Miami was in it mostly for the entire game, except for, and even in the end, though, they threw a costly pick. Tough to win without Tua. They really are going to need Tua back this week. And Philly is also going to need Jalen Hurts back this week, because now Dallas has a chance to A, win the division, and I guess maybe get the one seed. I don't know clinching scenarios just yet. But yeah. Anyways, Buccaneers, Panthers, this was a crazy game. Went down all the way to the end. And in the end, the Buccaneers won to clinch the NFC South once again, 30-24 over the Panthers. Jaguars hammered the Texans 31-3. Robbie Gould knocking a 23-yard game-winning field goal in overtime for the 49ers beat the Rams 37-34 after he missed a 41-yard field goal at the end of regulation. Anyways, Packers hammered the Vikings 41-17. I mean, this game was a complete blowout by the Packers all over Minnesota. Justin Jefferson only had like two catches on like five targets. Just complete utter domination by the Packers, and they won 41-17, keeping their playoff hopes alive. So that is this week's recap, not including Monday Night Football game that got canceled. My predictions this week, I went 10-5. Overall, I'm 156, 97, and 2. Standings update. In the AFC East, Bills in first place at 12-3, having clinched the division, followed by the 8-8 Patriots and Dolphins, followed by the eliminated from the postseason 7-9 Jets. In the AFC North, Bengals in first place at 11-4, having clinched a playoff spot, followed by the 10-6 Ravens, having clinched a playoff spot this week, actually, followed by the 8-8, or maybe it was last week, I'm forgetting, I don't know, either way, followed by the 8-8 Steelers, followed by the 7-9 Cleveland Browns. In the AFC South, the Jaguars in first place at 8-8, followed by the 7-9 Titans, followed by the 4-11-1 eliminated from the playoffs Colts, followed by the 4-12-2-13-1 Texans, who are also eliminated from the playoffs. And then in the AFC West, the Chiefs in first place, having clinched the division at 13-3, followed by the 10-6 clinching the playoff spot Chargers, followed by eliminated from the playoffs 6-10 Raiders, followed by eliminated from the playoffs 4-12 Broncos. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention with the Raiders game, everyone thought, because Raiders ended up benching Carr for the rest of the season, everyone thought going into this week against San Francisco, what are you doing? You're crazy. And Stidham actually put up a really good game, and they came close to winning. He ended up causing him badly with a pick that basically set up the win, but still, he ended up performing pretty well. So, made Raiders looked like absolute geniuses this week, last week, with starting Stidham in the end. That's the AFC standings update. In the NFC East, Eagles in first place at 13-3, having clinched the playoff spot, followed by the 12-4 Cowboys, who have clinched the playoff spot, and followed by the 9-6-1 Giants, who for the first time since 2016, the year where they have the whole boat thing in Miami, have clinched a playoff spot, followed by the eliminated from the playoffs thanks to the Browns, and also I think it was thanks to another team losing 7-8-1 Commanders. In the NFC North, Vikings in first place having clinched the division at 12-4, followed by the 8-8 Lions and Packers, followed by the eliminated from the playoffs 3-13 Bears. In the NFC South, Buccaneers in first place at 8-8, followed by the 7-9 who having clinched the division, followed by the 7-9 Saints, followed by the 6-10 Panthers and Falcons. And then in the NFC West, 49ers in first place, having clinched the division at 12-4, followed by the 8-8 Seahawks, followed by the eliminated from the playoffs Rams at 5-11, followed by the eliminated from the playoffs 4-12 Cardinals. That is complete. As for by division, for conference, which I'm not counting eliminated from the playoff teams, Chiefs in first, followed by the Bills in second, followed by the Bengals in third, followed by the Ravens in fourth, followed by the Chargers in fifth, Titans, the Jaguars, and Patriots, and Dolphins all tied for sixth. Jaguars and Patriots would be in the playoffs if they were today. Dolphins right out, followed by the Steelers in ninth, and Titans in tied for 10th. They are officially not eliminated because they could still win the AFC South. And then the NFC Eagles in first place, followed by a three-way tie for second between the 49ers, Cowboys, and Vikings, followed by the Giants in fifth, followed by a four-way tie for sixth between the Buccaneers, Seahawks, Lions, and Packers. Seahawks, Buccaneers, and Seahawks would still be in, but if they were today, Lions and Packers would not. And that is the general standings update. Now for this week's predictions. So we've actually got games on Saturday, and we've got Sunday Night Football, of course. But there are games on Saturday this week. Chiefs at Raiders is going to be on Saturday, 4:30 on ESPN. I have Kansas City winning. Jaguars at Titans to decide who's going to win the AFC South, 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. I think the Titans are going to win that game. Oh, yeah, because this is the first episode since it became 2023. Happy Blade New Year. Welcome, first episode of 2023. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Browns at Steelers, I have the Browns. Bengals hosting the Ravens, I have the Bengals. Buccaneers at Falcons, I have the Buccaneers. Patriots at Bills, I have the Bills. Vikings at Bears, I have the Vikings. Colts at hosting the Texans, I have the Colts. Jets at the Dolphins, I have the Dolphins. Panthers at the Saints, I have the Saints. Chargers at Broncos, I have the Chargers. Giants and Eagles, depends. If Jalen Hurts is back this week, I have Philly winning. If not, I have the Giants winning. Cardinals at Niners, I have the Niners. Rams at Seahawks, I have the Seahawks. Cowboys at Commanders, I have the Cowboys. And then Sunday Night Football, Lions at Packers, I have the Packers. That is this week's predictions for NFL. So, college football playoffs. Start off with that. What a college football playoffs we had this year. First matchup in the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona between TCU and Michigan. This was all TCU. The score doesn't really tell you the story. This was all TCU. The most ridiculous thing of this game, well, there's two. I'm going to start with one. On the Michigan got the ball first. They got downfield, fourth and goal, right by the end zone. They decided to do a Philly special for some reason that completely backfired, and they had a turnover on downs. They also threw two pick sixes in this game, but they almost came back to win, except it was thwarted because the refs did not call targeting on what should have been targeting. It's clear as day. Even as an Ohio State fan, I'm willing to defend that should have been targeting. Like, it's ridiculous that they missed that. Like, what in the world were they thinking, not calling it targeting? But either way, TCU won 51-45 to be in the national championship game, pulling off a major upset. Ohio State, Georgia, this went a complete different 360 than I was expecting. I was expecting maybe Ohio State would have it close early, and then in the late, Georgia would pull out. Ohio State was in it from beginning to end. And Ohio State actually had lead a lot of this game and almost managed to win. Georgia got a go-ahead touchdown late, and Ohio State missed shanked a 50-yard field kicker who's usually reliable, no Ruggles, shanked a 50-yard field goal wide left to seal Georgia going back to the national championship game as they will face TCU next Monday, which, by the way, just remind you from predictions, I have Georgia winning over TCU. That is from the college football playoffs. I got both my predictions correct there. For New Year's Six Bowl, which I actually got 2 out of 4, I went overall 4-2 in predictions between the college football playoffs and New Year's Six, not including the national championship game. So what happened in the New Year's Six Bowl? Tennessee absolutely destroyed Clemson 31-14. Alabama coming back from down 10-0 to dominate Kansas State 45-20. Tulane making a 15-point fourth quarter, coming back from down 15 in the fourth to beat USC 46-45. And Penn State hammering Utah, having a commemoration on their, I think it was jerseys for Franco Harris. He went to college there, who passed away recently, Franco Harris. Dominating USC, Utah, or not dominating, but beating Utah 35-21. And overall, I went 4-2. So overall, once again, I went 4-2 in that prediction department. Pretty good week from predictions in both sports. And that is the college football part of this week's episode of the podcast. Now for MLB news. Since we last had the podcast, there actually hasn't been much. Rafael Devers has avoided arbitration with the Red Sox. Corey Kluber is signing with the Boston Red Sox on a one-year, $10 million contract. Nathan Eovaldi, I'm not sure if I said this in the last one, so just in case I didn't, agreed to a two-year, $34 million contract, including a third-year option with the Texas Rangers. And Eric Hosmer is close to signing with the Cubs, which I am not happy to be seeing. That is all MLB news going into this week's episode. Coming into this week's episode of the podcast. And that is it for this week's episode of the podcast. Let's wrap things up. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Benny and the Booth Podcast. On next week's episode, we'll have NFL Week 18 recap with a look ahead into the NFL playoffs. We'll have, any MLB news that pops up between now and then, and whatever else that could happen. Maybe hopefully by next episode, we'll know what ends up happening with this Bengals-Bills game. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you are new on YouTube, leave a like, hit the subscribe button, and hit notification button so you're notified when I go live and or post on here. If you're new on audio, follow the podcast, leave a review, and hit notification button so you're notified when I post on there or soon after I post on YouTube. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you next week for episode 62. Bye!